For many people who lead an international life, change is one of those things we have to deal with. Crossing borders and making a new life in another country is a tremendous logistical challenge. While moving your belongings, finding somewhere to live and arranging schools for the kids are all vitally important, there's also the issue of your savings, investments and, crucially, your Swiss pensions. The Geneva bank, Piguet Galland, is holding a special evening with their financial experts so you can find out how to protect your wealth when you leave. It's open to anyone. You don't have to be planning on leaving Switzerland just yet, but it's good to know what you need to do. I spoke to wealth advisor Vanessa Neal from the bank and started by asking, what sort of things do people generally worry about?
So people are very concerned. They've been working in a country which outperforms in the attractivity to multinationals. So there were lots and lots of international professionals who come. They're completely focused on their working lives, on their family lives, but they're not necessarily taking the right steps to get the money that they're working hard to earn working for them. Usually they're aware of that. The subject of personal finances remains very taboo. So it's not easy for them to find places, safe, secure places where their personal interests will be fully respected. And they can get the advice they need around their, maybe their second pillar, their third pillar, understanding what this compte de libre passage, a vested benefit account, is when they leave Switzerland. Those are the things they worry about.
So I can imagine, yes, if you've certainly been working in Switzerland for a number of years, you'd be paying into the Social Security, into the AVS, you say the first and second, and maybe a third pillar. So you can help people to make sure that all that money they've paid in remains safe for when perhaps they'll want it, when they do eventually retire, wherever in the world that may be.
Exactly. Many people don't realise that they can actually continue to benefit from the security and strength that the Swiss financial structure has to offer. I often say that it's a bit like imagining a virtual wine cellar. When people move abroad, they're busy worrying about how to move furniture, maybe how to move their pets, or how to change school for the kids. They may be worrying about moving a wine cellar, but if they consider that their financial investments are like a virtual wine cellar where they've chosen the bottles that suit them the best for the short term, maybe for some special events, for longer term, then they can actually have their own wine cellar designed, which will keep their investments safe, secure, in a protected environment, so with tax efficiency depending on where they're going to be living. And that advice they can get in Switzerland and organise before they leave.
So this is an event, well, let's say a talk, a discussion about how people can protect all aspects of anything, right down from what they might have in a savings account right up to their pensions. Because I can understand some people being quite, let's say, worried about the bureaucracy that actually might be needed to make sure their Swiss pensions stay safe.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the reasons that we're doing this is because at Piguet Galland we're focused on supporting people in their life projects, and particularly when times are challenging. And we know with the difficult geopolitical situation at the moment, people are often very worried about the economy, about the strength, about financial security. So we're organising this event quite simply as an informal after-work event where experts will be available on the subject of wealth planning, but also on the subject of insurance and international insurance solutions. And so people are actually able to ask questions one-to-one with our teams and our partners.
So is this really designed for people who've already got a plan for leaving Switzerland, or is it open to people who just think, well, one day I will probably leave, so I should actually have to find out what that means?
Exactly. Some of the people who have already registered to participate are in exactly that situation. They know that maybe 3 or 4 years down the road, they will be leaving the country, and they're beginning to wonder what they can do to protect themselves, to protect their families. People are generally very aware that as international professionals, they dedicate huge amounts of time and energy to their working lives, to their families, and don't necessarily take the steps to get that money that they're working hard to earn, working for them, for their families, and for their later years. So this is really just an opportunity to understand what they can do about that in a friendly environment.
That was wealth advisor Vanessa Neal. The evening is called Piquet Gallant and Your International Life. Now, it's on Wednesday, this Wednesday, the 15th of June at 6:15 p.m. Now, it is open to anyone, but you need to pre-register to attend. You can find all the information and links on the homepage on our website right now, worldradio.ch.